Welcome to another inspirational message from Gateway Life Church. We're so glad that you've joined us and trust that this podcast will be a blessing to you.
We're looking at a series this month called With Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, in actual fact, is the act of giving thanks. It's a grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favor and blessings received, especially to God. Other words to describe Thanksgiving are to give praise, gratitude, blessing, credit. And I believe that Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks, must always be verbalized. Thanksgiving in its simplest form, Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks in its simplest form, is simply saying thank you. And I want to encourage you to be a thankful person. I really do believe that the message today is going to help everyone to understand and comprehend the reason why we offer up Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks to God. And the way that we're going to do that is by looking at seven Hebrew words, which I know are going to increase your level of faith and expectation. And usually we have worship, praise and worship at the start of our service, but today we're doing it at the end. Why? To bring a teaching that's going to inspire you as to why we lift up our hands, why we use instruments, and why we use certain words and even have a certain posture when it comes to praise. And so the first Hebrew word today is the word todah. Todah literally means an extension of the hand or hands in adoration or acceptance. By way of application, it's apparent that in the Psalms and elsewhere throughout the Bible, that todah is used in thanking God for, number one, blessings not yet received, as well as, number two, blessings already tangibly received. And so when you see people lifting up their hands to God, they are either thanking God by faith for what is to come, for what is to land, as it were, a gift or blessings in the hands of the receiver, or they're lifting up their hands and saying thank you to God for what has already been tangibly received in the hand. And so, you know, when I first came to faith, you know, I was actually quite nervous when it comes to lifting up my hands. You know, I'm watching everyone else around me just, you know, very freely lifting up their hands and, you know, waving and dancing and whatever else. And I'm kind of like, what is going on here? What is this? I never judged it because I actually saw that what people were doing was, you know, very, very sincere. And so, but I was a little bit too afraid to do it. So to begin with, I kind of worked up enough courage to kind of go like this. Thought if I do that, no one's going to see me at least being a little bit too out there. So I did some of these. And somebody once, you know, made a little bit of a joke sort of about it in a teachable sense. It's like, you know, when you start up worshiping God, it's like you carry the TV. And as you grow a little bit more in your faith and confidence, you might carry a bigger TV. Or if you get a little bit more confident and you're a fisherman, you could say, hey, the fish was this big. It's like, no, actually it was this big. Or you can do the YMCA, but the Y part, right? And or you can do the Rocky Fists. You know, I really do believe that worship and the lifting up of our hands is actually an expression of what's going on inside of the heart. I believe that open hands are really reflective of an open heart. And so Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, he said, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Remember, todah, when we lift up our hands, it's an act of faith saying, God, thank you for blessings to come. And God, thank you for blessings already received. Point number two today. The second Hebrew word is the word barak. Barak means to kneel down, to bow down, and to bless God as an act of adoration in thanksgiving. Sometimes you see people kneeling down, bowing down, Does that mean you have to do that? No. Does it mean you have to lift up your hands? No. Whatever you do, you got to do because you want to do it, because it's in your heart to do it. It's not between you and the other person. It's not about the thought, hey, what are people going to think if I start lifting up my hands? It's not about that. It's about how you feel about God and freely expressing that. In Psalm 95, verse 6, it says, "Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord God, our Maker." And as you can see, I'm pretty passionate about it because I know in whom I have come to believe in. Number three today, the third Hebrew word is the word tehillah. Okay? Don't confuse what I'm saying. It's the word tehillah, not the word tequila, right? It's tehillah. And tehillah is derived from the word halal, the singing of halals or songs, which means to bring a song of thanksgiving, to exalt, sing, and honor God, especially spontaneous songs of praise and of thanks, or what's also known as singing in the spirit, where you just begin to sing a song to God from your heart, okay? This is one of the reasons why we have songs here on the platform. And let me give you a little tip. Every time you see the words, let it be more than just about the words. Don't make it just about getting through the song. And to my creative team, our Gateway worship team, let me just remind you, don't make it about going through the motions. Don't make it about just singing the songs. Don't make it about just kind of, yeah, I'm, you know, don't be self-conscious. Be God-conscious. Make it about Him, because it ain't about you or me. And so Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 says, speaking to one another with psalms, with hymns, and songs from the Spirit. In other words, every time you come to a service, you bring something, something of your time, your talent, and your treasure, your tithes and offerings, which we're going to receive in a few moments' time today. The fourth Hebrew word is the word halal. Halal is a primary Hebrew root word for praise, and it's where we get the word hallelujah. Hallelujah means to praise the Lord, but halal means to be clear, to shine, to boast, to show His glory, to celebrate, or to give extravagant praise to our Lord Jesus Christ. And we really do believe, not just for hallelujah moments here where you begin to praise the Lord, but we also believe for halal moments where perhaps you might walk in a bit confused and dark, but you walk out of those doors with things just clear again and the light has come on. The fifth Hebrew word today is the word yada. Yada is a verb, which means the extended hand, to throw out the hand, or to worship with hands extended. Now, the opposite to yada is the word bemoan, which is the wringing of the hands. Now, the wringing of the hands is an expression of anxiety, worry, or concern. For example, we've seen people when they're feeling anxious or worried or perhaps suspicious or paranoid, they start to wring their hands. They're nervous. You can see that something is not right. But Psalm 63 verse 4 says, "I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands to your name." And I know that there are times when there's just the wringing of the hands. We're anxious, we're worried, we're concerned about something, but we want to come, you know, move from this posture to closed hands, to hands that are kind of tied up, to lifting up our hands and releasing the anxiety, releasing the worry, releasing the fear, the doubt, whatever it might be, by faith. I believe that when we open up our hearts, that our mouths and our hands follow. And when we open up our hearts and our hands, guess what else opens up? Heaven. Heaven opens up. When we're kind of in this posture, now let me say something. Heaven is always open. You can't shut down heaven. you know, over the world, but you can shut down heaven over your life, okay, by tightening up. But when we open up our hearts, I believe that our mouths open, our hands open, and heaven opens as well. The sixth Hebrew word today is the word zama. Zama means to give thanks, primarily to pluck the strings and to praise with joyful expressions with musical instruments. Psalm 57 verse 8, it says, "Awake my glory, awake lute, awake harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations." And that's, why don't you just give the Lord a hand of praise right now. You know, a lute is a long-necked string instrument with frets. Could be a Fender guitar, I don't know. I think that came from heaven, is that right, Tony? A Fender? It's what they tell me. The seventh Hebrew word today is the word shabak. I love this. This will set you free. Applying this word, the word shabak, will set you free. It means to give thanks with a loud voice, to give a mighty shout to the Lord of praise, of victory and triumph. In some places, the minister will encourage the congregation to give a mighty shabak to the Lord. And it's one of the reasons why all of these years, it's quite common for me to say, hey, why don't you give the Lord a mighty hand of praise? You can do that right now if you like. Come on, give the Lord a mighty hand. Why don't you give him a mighty hand like you mean it in Jesus' name? Psalm 98 verse 4 says, Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make a loud noise and sing praises. You know, I don't mind quiet times in church. I grew up in a very traditional church, right? That was very quiet. In fact, it was way too quiet. It was so quiet that if you stepped on a floorboard that gave a loud squeak, everyone turned around and you felt so self-conscious. It was kind of the other extreme. So I love moments of quietness. The word tells us to be still and to be quiet and to know that He is God. But then there comes a time that in order to break the power of other voices, to break the power of the noise around you, you need to give a loud shabak to the Lord. Because when you give a mighty shout to the Lord, you know, the devil does not like that. Hey, you do know, don't you? I don't know if you do, but you do know that the devil wants to shut you up, yeah? He wants to shut you up so that he can shut you down. He knows that if he can get a hold of your tongue, he'll get a hold of you. And he'll get a hold of your purpose and your prophetic destiny. It's the reason why, you know, you get those thoughts that say, oh no, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't step out. Don't give that word of encouragement. Don't give that prophetic word. Don't go and ask that person to church. Don't go and evangelize. Don't go and introduce yourself to someone new, because the devil knows how powerful you are. Ebony, Athena, Sistor, he knows how powerful you are. Don't allow him to shut your mouth, lest he shut you and I down. So, I want you to see that it's scriptural to kneel in surrender, to give thanks and to lift up your hands and to make a joyful noise as you express thanksgiving and praise to our Maker. I just want to begin to invite our Gateway worship team to come. I also want to just invite our stewards to prepare for our tithes and offerings today. Even if some of the team who are coming on want to give of their tithes, just put your hand up and one of our team will come and serve you. I just also want to remind those who are visiting with us for the first time to place your guest slips in the offering containers, and in a few moments we'll receive our offering and when I give you the cue. You know, the truth is, Thanksgiving is rare. It's rare. And saying thank you to God and thank you to people is actually not all that common. It's not that common. If you want there to be something a little bit different about you, right, that makes you a little bit extra, hear me now, If you want to be a little bit extra, where people say there's something extra, there's something different about that person, just be a thankful person. Because when Thanksgiving goes up, heaven comes down. Be an extravagantly thankful person. Let me say this, it's going to work for you. Why will it work for you on site and all of those online? Because it's a godly principle. The Bible says to enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart and his courts with praise. You know, one of the best examples of thanksgiving in the Bible, really just demonstrate all of these seven Hebrew words that I've mentioned today, is actually found in Luke chapter 17, beginning at verse 13, and this actually forms Gateway Word of the Week. And it says that that 10 lepers, it says, they all lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Two verses later in verse 15, it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed because Jesus healed all 10 lepers. Like, that's an incredible miracle. You think about it, the stench of leprosy, the appearance of leprosy was all over these 10 lepers. Jesus heals them and there's no longer a stench. All the decayed flesh was instantly made whole and was healed like baby skin. And it says they all realized that they were healed, but only one came back to give thanks with a loud voice, being the word Shabbat. He glorified God and fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, that's Barak, giving him thanks, which is Tehillah, Halal, and Yada. And Jesus asks in Luke chapter 17, verse 17, "Were there not 10 cleansed? And so where are the other 9? And so my prayer is this, that hopefully this brief message has inspired you as to why we lift up our hands, as to why we do what we do. And may I encourage every single person with this one Hebrew word, the word tada. As we worship, and if you choose to lift up your hands, can you do so with the expectation of blessings coming? What could one of those blessings be? Could be the salvation of a loved one. It could be the healing of your own body. It could be some kind of breakthrough. I'm not sure what it is, Lee. I'm not sure what it is, team. But can we, as a team, lift up our hearts higher than our hands? And so, Lord, we give you all the praise. And we thank you for an atmosphere in this place. We thank you for the presence and for the power and for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to move right now across this auditorium. And Lord, also for those online, wherever they are, Lord God, I thank you for your presence to move in their hearts and minds right now. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for healing. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for mighty deliverances. We thank you for faith to rise as we worship you now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from Gateway Life Church. For more information, please visit gatewaylifechurch.org.au. God bless and have a great day.